The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo. So I call your name, your name.
And Happy New Year, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So you can give us a call here at the show, 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. If you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment, and I'll be making a really big announcement tonight, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We do have a Valentine's Day raffle coming up next month, and you'll have one of four chances to win a 30-minute reading with two of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Gina Simone, as well as our guest tonight, Joe Peretta. Now, it's only $5 per chance, so this is a great value. You can get the tickets right from our website. And if you are a Netflix subscriber, there's a new Netflix series which began streaming on January 6th called Surviving Death. And the Forever Family Foundation is featured in the fourth episode, so you'll get to see our founders, some of our volunteers, some of our mediums. It's a very, very interesting series, so be sure to check that out. And there's also a new book out by the founder of Forever Family, Robert Ginsberg. And the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a fabulous book, and it really does give you an inside look at mediums who have been tested and certified. And you get a sense of, you know, just what that process is like. And also what to watch out for, because not all mediums are legit. Several mediums also contributed stories to the book, including me, and all of the profits from this book will go to the Forever Family Foundation. So pick up a copy of the book. I think you'll really enjoy it. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so on that note, let's get to our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joe Peretta. And in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading tarot. And in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And he's been on the air with us lots of times. I always love having him back. So hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me again.
I love having you. You know that. Happy New Year. It's always great to have you back.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, let's hope it's a good one. Let's hope it's a better one than last year.
Please. Well, I'll take better.
Yes, I'll take better, too.
I mean, I'm not asking for a lot. The bar's not that high anyway.
So we have a few minutes to chat before we go to the phone line. So let's talk about what it's like to do radio shows. I know you're no stranger to radio. I know you've done other shows, and of course you've been with us, and you've done meetings and messages, you know, a whole bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But I think it might be interesting for our listeners if you share a little bit of maybe about your perspective about what the differences are between doing a 5-minute mini reading like we do on this show as opposed to doing, you know, a private reading, a full reading. What is that like?
So it's actually very different. I mean, you know, as you know, Doreen, we all mediums, at least the ones who are doing it the right way, which are all the Forever Family mediums, we always do everything in sort of the spirit, no pun intended, of healing, right? But it's very hard to do something as complex and as big as healing in 5 minutes. So, you know, during a normal reading, you know, a private reading with me usually goes around 40 minutes, sometimes an hour, if it's, you know, if it's a really full one. And I think that's usually the amount of time that we kind of, you know, stick to anyway, all of us mediums. But, you know, we can kind of dive into things and you can take a minute to sort of let the energy build and you know, almost like warm up your connection, I guess, or open up your channel a little bit more.
Right.
But when you're, and you know, some readings, it'll just flow immediately. And with some clients, you do sort of the beginning of the reading, we'll start a little slow. And then, you know, 5 minutes in, it's like, okay, here we go. You know, now I've really made the connection. And you really don't have that opportunity
on a mini reading in 5 minutes you're at the end of the time that you can spend
right and it's also you know like I know every medium, you know, we all have our own process, like it actually this question is actually making me think of Laura Jackson, who I'm sure everyone listening knows who Laura Jackson is, and she always starts her readings I'm pretty sure it's sort of like an auric field reading, or she'll tap into the sitter's energy first. And, you know, everyone, like, that's her process, and then she gets amazing validation through spirit. And I know a lot of mediums who will begin maybe more on the psychic part of it, just to sort of, like, you know, wet your whistle, or however you want to call it, or kind of, again, warm up. And if, you know, thankfully I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm an Aries, so I just jump right in always. It's my thing.
I know. So I agree. You know, yeah, I agree with what you said. I agree with everything you said. Because the five-minute readings, really, for me personally, I think it can be more challenging than doing a full reading.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely harder.
I think
definitely
also harder. another thing that happens is when we tune into spirit for someone, I mean, typically the most dominant spirit will tend to get our attention first, you know, and we go with that. But then because we're up against the clock, I mean, we may not get the person that, you know, our caller most wants to hear from. And
which
to be honest, I mean, that's,
happens.
It does. And it's as frustrating for us as it probably is, you know, for them, you know, you find the same thing, right?
Oh yeah. I feel like, you know, usually on the radio show, I think I've always done at least 5 readings, you know, I'll get to 5 callers. And I feel like most of the time, like 2 out of the 5 of them at the very least will be wanting to connect with one person, and they get like their ex-mother-in-law or something who passed in 1987. And, you know, you just don't know who's going to show up. And sometimes I think that, like I said, you know, healing, it's such a complex process and it's such a big deal. And I think sometimes maybe if the person that you are really missing and you are grieving over has something important to say to you, it can't be done in 5 minutes. So they'll let, you know, your Aunt Sue, that you haven't seen in a million years, come through just to say hello and maybe pass the message along to someone else.
Right.
And, you know, I really do think they do everything in sort of the spirit of healing and where the most can come from. And if it can't be done in 5 minutes, I don't know that they always, you know, will come through in that way. They may let someone else. That's just a theory. I mean, I think that happens in some cases. But sometimes I think it's just like you said, it's just the loudest person. And if someone, you know, has a kind of a big energy, that's who I'm going to connect with, you know.
I mean, those are the ones that get our attention. So, I mean, the point is, just so our listeners understand, it is really very different when we do readings on this show, very, very different than a private reading where the energy has the chance to build, you know, throughout the session. And that is really what enables us to sense those in spirit with a lot more detail, you know. But honestly, Joe, I have to say, you're really great at this. I mean, everyone can tell that you You're welcome. You love what you do. I mean, you jump right into the mini reading with such ease, and, you know, you have that nice, wonderful, soothing voice. We really love that. It has calming effect.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I try.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I kind of was sort of trained for this because when I first started, my first real, like, paying job as a medium and a psychic was I was doing 15-minute readings in a bar. And I would do like 12 people a night, and everybody was like drunk and coming to my booth, and I would have to just be on in a second. So I'm very used to just really turning it on.
So that's a good training ground for what you're doing on radio. That's excellent.
It was unwittingly I trained myself without even knowing. Well, maybe it wasn't unwittingly on my part, but you know, spirit I think knew what they were up to.
Yes, I'm sure they did, and they do have a sense of humor over there too. I'm really happy that you love doing radio, and I think it's time for our big announcement. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay. So I've been hosting Mediums and Messages for the past 8 years, and we've had some wonderful shows, and I have to say it's really been an honor and a privilege to showcase so many of our mediums who volunteer their time. And they provide a sampling of how we mediums connect to spirit just by coming on and doing the show with us, you know. But as they say, change is good. And I've made the decision to move on with some other projects in my life. So I'm retiring from hosting the show. And my dear friend and colleague, Joe Peretta, will be taking over for me as the brand new host of Mediums and Messages. And I'm absolutely thrilled about that. So congratulations, Joe.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations on your stint as the host. I mean, I have such big shoes to fill.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's been a great run, and as I said, I've been doing it for 8 years, but I know that, it is a long time, and I know that you'll be fabulous on radio, because you already are.
Thank you.
I have to say, you know what? You're welcome. It's kind of fun, really, also, to chat with each of our mediums. And it's always fascinating to hear about how they use their abilities, you know, because we each come to this process from a slightly different, you know, perspective. And just have some fun with it. You know, it's going to be a great new adventure for you. And
I'm excited.
The next time that you and I will be together on the radio, you will be the host, and I will be the guest.
And you'll be the guest. we'll be like upside down. But no, I'm super excited, and I'm very honored that, you know, everyone at Forever Family has been so supportive about it, and of course you. And I do have to thank you publicly for preparing me, because I don't think anyone knows how much really goes into this show behind the scenes. You've given me so many good instructions and resources, and like, so thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
You're very welcome, and you'll be great at this, and you'll have some fun with this, and everybody loves you, so I know you're going to do really great. For those of you who are just tuning into the show right now, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta, soon to be the host of the show, and be sure to check out Joe's website at joeperetta.com. That's Joe, P-E-R-R-E-T-A.com. All right, so let's get to our phone lines. Are you ready to take a few calls?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, great. And I should also mention that we are commercial-free tonight, so that should give us just a little bit more time to take maybe a couple of extra calls. So before we take our first caller, if we take your call on the air, I'll call out to you by first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection to spirit, and Joe will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. So let's get to our first caller. I think we have Joanne calling in from New York. Are you with us, Joanne?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
A mini reading.
All right, Joe.
Okay, Joanne. So I hope you're having a good night. So just give me one second to tune into your energy. Let's see. So actually, you know, Joanne, you came onto this phone call with a lot of people, so I'm just going to try to get as much as I can in the few minutes we have. There's a very strong, like, father energy coming through on the other side. I kind of think it's your dad because he comes through a little bit younger, but it could be like an uncle or something. But, like, dad energy over there. But the message he's giving me is that there's someone here in the physical world. I'm getting like a woman. So I don't know if this would be your mother, or I kind of feel like she might be a little bit younger, so it may not be mom, but just give me a second with that. And he keeps saying that like he's around her all the time because there seems to be some kind of health issue that she's worried about like right now. I don't know if she's going back and forth to doctors. I know we're living in during a pandemic, so obviously everyone's worried about health stuff. Of course, but this is a little bit less about the whole COVID thing and more her own personal health struggles. And your father, I believe it's dad, he keeps saying to me like that she may need to end up getting some kind of second opinion, or she's going to two different doctors. And I'm kind of getting like not conflicting information between these two doctors or sources or whatever, but it may be like complimentary, like one will figure one thing out and one will figure the other. I sort of feel like I need two different perspectives. So, Joanne, I know I'm throwing like so much at you, a mile a minute, but would you understand, like, is your father on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because yes. I'm pretty sure this is dad, but now, would you be having, I know where this is a public radio thing, but would you be having the health stuff right now that you're sort of trying to figure out?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you've gone for a second opinion yet, but I really feel like you're going to get the like some answers from one person and then the rest from like another doctor or a second specialist. So have you done any of that yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you still in the process of figuring it out then? Because you didn't make me feel like that all the dust has settled yet with this stuff.
Well, with what I have, I guess the dust will not never settle. It'll just improve.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. There may be more to the like to your health story. So if there's anything else that they may want to like test or check out, or just go along with whatever the doctor says, I'm sure you would do that anyway.
I do.
Your dad's just making me. What'd you say?
I follow everything they want me to.
Good. You know, you're the outlier there. Most people don't do that, but I'm glad that you do. But your father just wants you to know that he sees, you know, what's going on with you health wise, and I kind of feel like this is a pretty big deal. Like, I will never predict death, but I don't see you dying, which is good. Like, I feel like you're around for a while. You know, you're here for a longer time. But it is going to change the way that you have to live your life as far as, like, maybe the things you can and can't do or certain things you, like, can eat that you used to love. Like, it feels like there's going to be some kind of major lifestyle change because of this. But
right.
I think, like, I do feel like you're going to be okay. Now,
okay.
I know I told you there's a few people there. Your father's also standing with a younger gentleman on the other side. He feels like he would be around, like, your age group, actually. So I know this is weird, but I get, like, brothers and husbands as the same because they're typically the
husband.
Same generation. I'm sorry?
That's my husband.
Who's passed? I thought it might have been. Okay. Thank you for validating. Please know that your dad's with your husband, and there is another father energy that feels like he comes through with your husband. I'm assuming that would be his dad. I keep hearing my name over and over and over again, so I know that you're Joanne.
But they always called me Joe.
Okay. I was just going to say, so it could be if they called you Joe, I'll take that. And would you know who, like, Frank, Francis, Francine, like that is? I believe connected to, like, your husband or his dad or something. Like the FR name.
I have a Francis connected to me who's over there.
I might take that if Francis is passed, just because they felt like it was like there with them. You know what I mean? So I may take that. I want to make it fit, but we don't have too long, so I can't really like push on it. But please know that your husband is not alone. That's the point of this reading. I feel like he's really coming through to let you know that he's all right on the other side. I don't know what the hell this means, Joanne. You've got to help me out. This is sort of a random thing your husband showed me. But he showed me somebody like him, like as if I were watching him, right? And he showed me opening like one of those, you know, those beach chairs you put in the sand, they're really low to the ground. He keeps opening one of them up and sticking it in the sand and sitting on it. And I feel like I'm hanging out. So I don't know if your husband was like, I don't know, a big beach guy, if there's some story about like a beach chair. It's very strange.
It's a story about the beach and from many years ago, yes.
Okay, as long as you understand, because I'm like, what is this guy talking about? so it's just to, I guess, make you laugh, but just remind you of a good time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Your husband also keeps showing me pearls. I don't know what that means either. did he buy you something? Like, I don't know, like if it would be like a ring with a pearl on it or something, or if that's something you have, I may be connected to someone else. But I just keep seeing, like, I'm not even seeing what kind of jewelry it is, just like bringing up pearls, unless it's by some crazy chance, like the name Pearl. I may take that, but I don't think
no, it is. I think it's a pearl he brings up for my birthday in June.
Oh, okay. If you are big with like the pearl and the stone and everything, mm-hmm. I'll accept that. If
yes.
That's something that you like resonate with, of course you bring that up. Your husband said you have to tell my wife I'm really not gone. I'm in her house all the time. I'm always there. So if you ever feel like, I don't know, you're being watched or you're at home and no one's there, but you keep hearing stuff, please know that this is your husband just hanging out with you. Like, it feels like he hasn't gone anywhere.
I figured that.
Okay, good. I'm glad. If you felt that, if you know that, I love it. But he just wants to validate. And there's something he's showing me that's a little unusual, which is good because it means it's a specific sign. So a lot of times they'll show me a light, like flickering or something. But he actually showed me like as if the light were shining through a window or something and making some kind of shadow or a shape in your house that would make you think of him or like you would know it was him. So I don't know if it's like the light shining through a window and it's like a heart on the floor or something or whatever it is. Please just pay attention to that. Like, don't like look, sure. You know, for it at every turn, but mm-hmm. you'll notice it. But when you notice it, if you haven't already, please know that that's just your husband somehow. I don't know how they do it, but manipulating like the light or a leaf outside to make it shine a certain way so it will make you think of him.
Okay.
Your husband keeps saying, tell him her mom's okay. Tell her mother's okay. So is your mom also on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not communicating with mom, but your husband keeps saying, like, tell her mother's okay. Tell her mother's okay. So if you worry about mom or wonder about her, please know that she is all right. Okay, Joanna, I got to ask you. I'm probably going over
just
my time.
Just a few seconds left, yeah.
Yeah. One last thing. I lied when I said I wasn't connecting with your mother because I just did. she keeps showing me, like, her fingers. I don't know if they're... God, I wish I had more time to figure this out. There's something about, like, I don't know if she had, like, a problem with, like, one of her fingers was, like, crooked or... This is going to sound so funny to even say, but, like, I want to say, like, my finger screwed on wrong. Like, I know it sounds so silly, but your mother keeps, like, showing me that. Do you have any freaking clue what she's talking about?
Yeah, she had arthritis.
So, not to minimize your mother's condition, but did it make her hands, like, a little crooked or something?
Yeah, her fingers were starting to get a little crooked, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you, I think that drove your mother crazy, like, the look of it. Because she's making a big deal, like, this is what my finger looks like. So she's just being kind of funny, but please know that she's okay, too. They're all right on the other side. Okay,
and what about
Joanne?
My daughter? She didn't come through?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
Know
we're just
daughter.
About out of time.
Yeah.
But Joanne,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're
and,
welcome,
and
Joanne.
Best of luck to both of you.
Oh,
all
thank
righty.
You. You
thanks,
have a good
Joanne.
Night, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, this goes so quickly, just like what we were talking about before. You know, we could go on and on, but we have people on hold, so let's get to
right.
Our next caller.
Okay.
Is Kathleen here, calling in from New York? Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi
Kathleen.
Welcome
how are
to
you?
The show.
Good. Congratulations on your new position.
Oh. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, so did you have a question or do you want to make a connection?
A connection, please.
Perfect. Okay. Just give me one sec. Okay. All right, so I have, okay. I don't know where I'm going with this, but you got to roll with me, please. So I have this guy coming through on the other side. I have no freaking clue who he is right now, but he keeps showing me a bear. Like, I don't know what that means at all, if he's trying to tell me he was, like, big, like a bear. Like, you know, some people, like, you'll say, like, someone's, like, a big teddy bear. I'm sort
right.
of getting that vibe, unless, like, bears mean something, or, like, cubs. So I think there's a team like the Cubs, but you're talking on the wrong one. I have no idea anything about sports ever. but in my mind, I'm saying maybe this guy was, like, big, like a big teddy bear. So would you have any idea what I'm talking about? Because I don't.
Not at the moment. Keep going.
Okay, I'll keep asking. Sorry. I know. I'm like, what is this? Can I tell you, I think I'm missing the point of what he's trying to show me, so I'm going to ask him to give it to me in a little bit of a different way. Hold on. This has something to do with, I'm going to sound crazy, but I think it has something to do with, like, park rangers or, like, people who would, like, have a job that involves taking care of, like, the forest or the environment or... because now he's showing me, you know that commercial, it was like the bear, and it was like something about like forest fires. You know what I'm talking about?
Yogi. Yes.
Not Yogi the Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, that's
what I'm seeing. So I'm like, I don't know if somebody's a park ranger. Again, I have no freaking clue what I'm even talking about, but that's what he's showing me. Let me get more validation from him, but I know that's too specific to not be something. But just keep that there. So he's telling me that when he passed, he showed me, pointed to his heart, which is always when someone passes from some kind of like cardiovascular event, so like a heart attack or some kind of embolism, possibly a stroke, but sometimes he'll show me the head for that too. I do feel his passing was rather quickly, like he might not have known he was sick or that, if you know, that it was that serious. He's also showing me... so it's funny. He showed me the generation like above you, but being kind of young. So I don't know. Did you have anybody that was in your parents' generation, but would have passed maybe around the age that you are now or even younger? Cause I feel like it's like you passed, surpassed him in age when he was alive, but the generations are different. That's how he shows it to me. Would you understand what that might be? Like, I don't know if it's like an uncle or, but above you.
I can't quite put a handle on this. No.
Doreen, do you have anything else to chime in at all? Because he's giving me the same stuff. Like, he won't, like, leave me alone about it.
So yeah. What's interesting is the Smokey the Bear thing. As soon as we hit on the Smokey, it made me think of Smokey Robinson. I know that sounds a little bit nutty, so I don't know. Maybe sometimes they will give clues or... they'll give words that have to do with, like, music that they liked or different things that they were into when they were here. I'm actually, as you were talking to Kathleen, I'm also getting, like, a younger male around you. So I don't know if there's a loss of maybe a son or a grandson or a nephew or somewhere connected to you. It may not be family connected, but it might be somebody that you're close to, like a friend lost their son or lost their grandson, because I was kind of picking up on a younger male there as well. The male that Joe was connecting with, is that a husband for you?
No, my husband's still here.
Your husband's still here, okay. Because
yes,
I was
but my husband
when
lost
he...
a brother.
Okay, that's fine. Right, because when Joe was talking, I was getting a sense that it was somebody in your generation. But now there's also a younger male there. I'm not sure. Do you know how to, are you understanding that or you're not sure?
Well, my husband's brother died when he was about 9, I think. I didn't know
maybe
him.
That's why I'm getting the previous generation thing.
So okay, that's the generation thing you were picking up on, Joe.
I thought he was older, but right, I kept seeing the age, and you're like older than him, but the generation.
Okay, so because I kept getting somebody young or below, you know, like the younger generation.
Yeah, he was actually around my age, the brother that passed, but he passed when he was 9.
When he was a kid.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Now it's all right. Now it's clicking. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Doreen.
You're welcome.
You got to ask your husband if they're right. Teamwork. If there's any connection at all with like Smokey the Bear or like like Rangers or something, or it's such a random thing.
Yeah.
But Doreen, do we have a little bit more time?
Yes, you do. You have a few minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, because now that you know, sometimes when you land on the point, now you can like move forward. So this would be your husband's brother. Okay. So with him, I'm just asking him for any messages, anything like that at all. He showed me two things. First, he showed me being a protector he showed me his mom, but he also showed me like a baby in the family that was either just born or was like on the way. Like there's younger energy here in the physical world or on the way to the physical world that I'm feeling like he's watching over. But I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, this wouldn't be like any of your children that just had a kid, right? Or anything like that?
No. Did the baby pass away or is the baby...
No. It's someone who either just had a baby, like the baby's an infant, or like somebody's pregnant right now or just, you know what I mean? Like it's like either on the way or the baby just made it. It's like a new entry or new soul here in the physical world is how I'm getting that. But that he's like protecting or watching the situation. But it doesn't feel like it would be in your immediate circle. It might be like maybe a cousin, your husband's cousin's daughter.
It's actually my cousin's daughter. She's actually having a baby.
So it's your cousin. Okay. I knew it wasn't like if you had a daughter or a son, it's like their kid. You know what I mean? It sort of felt like it was a little bit aside, like not as close. So even though it's not the same, you know, blood relation, that is your husband's brother. So, of course, he's going to watch your family, too.
Right.
But please know that, you know, he's watching that. But he keeps making a big deal about, like being around his mother or, like I got it is the message I keep getting. But I'm not sure if his mom is there or here. Like, I'm not connecting with her, but I just keep hearing that he's, like...
His mom passed.
Okay, so he's just like protecting, you know, keeping her on the other side is how they sort of put it. Like they're together. I don't really have her right now because he's sort of coming through, you know, on his own. But he's obviously that's a big part of the message. And another thing that he keeps coming to bring up, he showed me the number 11 or November as a very significant month. And he's showing me this month, January, as a significant month. So usually when they do that, that's like a birthday, a passing. But I'm thinking that one of them is a happy thing and one of them is not so happy. So I think there's a passing. I'm not sure if it's January or November. I'm having trouble figuring out which one's a happy one and which one's a sad one or the solemn one. But he's giving me like November or I guess possibly
well,
January.
January is my birthday.
Oh, so you're the birthday.
My birthday's in January.
Very good. So happy belated. And then do you know who would have passed in November?
I'm trying to think. He didn't pass in November.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's him. I think it's someone else, but I really feel like this is connected to your husband's side. Like, it feels like it's someone in his family that he just wants to acknowledge. But yeah, he's just popping in. I know he's probably not the person you're expecting to hear from. But just coming
in, honestly,
I think... Oh, good. I think your birthday was a big part of it, just to acknowledge the birthday in January. So it's a happy birthday from your brother-in-law, even though you didn't get to meet him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Kathleen, thanks so much for calling into the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All righty. Well, let's go to another.
All right, cool.
Let's see who we have here. Okay, we have another Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Kathy.
Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading with Joe, or did you have a question?
Reading, please. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay,
cool. All right, so just give me one moment to tune in to Kathy number two. Okay. So, Kathy, I have this very, very sweet woman coming through from the other side. Very, very protective over you, which is how I typically get mothers and grandmothers on the other side. But very, very, sweet energy. So not to say that someone might not be sweet, but would you understand that as, like, your mother or your grandmother or something?
Yes, I believe that would be my mother.
Okay. Thought it might have been too, but, you know, we could have a nice grandmother, too. I'll take that. Okay, so with mom. Now, the thing she immediately brought up to me, even before I felt, you know, kind of who she is, is she keeps talking about relocating. So, Kathy, are you just thinking, not actually doing it? I mean, you could be, but I'm sort of getting this more when it's just an idea or sort of like a possibility that's out there of having to, like, leave where you're living, or are you thinking about that at all? Is that on the table?
Not at all. Mm-mm, no.
Okay. So please just look out for that, because she keeps insisting that it's not happening right at this moment, but it's like sometimes they show me things as a potential or, like, as an idea, like it exists in, like, the world of ideas. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they say it to me. Okay. So if you are not wanting to move, that's okay. It doesn't mean it has to happen right now or it's going to happen at all. You have free will. But I'm not feeling you being sort of forced out, but she's kind of saying it to me to pass it along to you as, like, you know, it's not such a bad idea, or it wouldn't be such a bad thing if it happened. Like, it's almost like when, if you are resistant to something and someone's like, well, you know, like, I hear that you don't want to do that, but, you know, you might want to think about it this way or that way. So just, if you, you know, if it comes up, just be open to it. Again, you don't have to say yes, but it really feels like your mother's like, you know, it's not such a bad idea. Now, Kathy, would you know who, hold on a second, I'll try to grab the name. She can just keep showing me A-N, your mother. So I don't know if there's like Anne, Annie, Anna, could be like Anthony, but I'm kind of leaning more toward the female name, A-N. Would you know who that might be? I think it's someone past that your mother was acknowledging with the A-N name.
Yes, I do.
Okay, as long as you understand what it is. And that's someone past that you're thinking of, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's just a validation that your mom is with the A-N name on the other side. Okay. don't know what this means. There could be a lot of stuff I don't understand tonight. Your mom showed me almost like a picnic basket. It reminds me of like a wicker basket. Like, you know, when you hear about like Little Red Riding Hood and she's like carrying the basket, like she's sort of showing me like a wicker basket or like a picnic basket. So I don't know if there's something about picnics with your families or if there's something of your mother's that you like if you inherited a basket of hers or something. I know it's kind of a silly thing, but she's showing me like almost like Little Red Riding Hood, unless I'm supposed to say Little Red Riding Hood to you, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the physical item that she's showing me.
I don't know what that would be.
That's okay. Just keep that there. Personally, I think it's something you either have of your mother's or she's trying to have me bring up a picnic because I don't feel like this is a metaphorical thing. To me, it's more, unless she's trying to get me to talk about Dorothy because, you know, like Dorothy and Toto and he was in the wicker basket, but I don't think that's it either. I think I'm...
Her name is Dorothy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
She was trying to get you to say Dorothy.
She was trying to get me. Sometimes I don't even know what the hell I'm... most of the time I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to say. Okay, very good. There we go. I knew we would arrive at a point. Okay, so Dorothy's mom. Gotcha. You know, she couldn't show me groovy slippers, your mother. I would have got there.
Yeah.
Sooner. Okay. Your mom... I'm sure you knew this about your mom when she was here in the physical world, but your mother keeps showing me like a foam finger that you would see at like a sporting event, like number one, like, you know, your mother's your number one cheerleader, like your biggest fan. I hope she told you that while she was here in the physical world, but if you did not know that, please know that now, like you're really, you can do no wrong in your mother's eyes is what she keeps saying to me. And she said that you have really nothing like, to feel bad about or guilt, like I don't know if sometimes you wonder, like, did my mother feel proud of me about this, or was I there enough? Like, I just keep seeing like little, not like it's keeping you up at night, but like little moments of like, oh, maybe like she was upset about that, or please don't ever even go there. Like, your mother would never, ever, ever consider that you didn't care about her. Like, your mother knew exactly how you felt about how she was here in the physical world. I heard like you're never really gonna believe who's here, and I said, okay, well, who's here? Do you know anybody passed by the name of Mike or Michael that would have passed, would be unlikely that your mother would be with? She keeps saying, like, you're never going to believe who's here. And I don't think she's talking about Michael Jackson or anything, by the way. This is not like she's talking from, like, a celebrity.
We have about 30 seconds, Jeff.
Okay. I feel that it's someone from when you were younger and your mother was younger. It may be possibly someone you don't even know has passed. Sometimes they do that. I don't love when they do that, but sometimes they do. But she keeps saying, like, you never really was here. And she keeps showing me, like, Mike, Michael, like that. Every now and again, I confuse the name Matthew from Michael for Matthew, because in my mind they're sort of the same, even though I know they're not. But I'm, like, 1,000% positive I heard Michael or Mike. So if you can just ask, just keep that there. And also, really quickly... I don't know why, but I keep hearing the word Rusty. So I don't know if there's like a name or an animal or somebody that went by like Rusty. Like, it's a name like that. Would you know who that is? That may be somehow connected to the whole Mike thing.
No.
That's okay. Just keep it there, because I think Mom's bringing me back, like, quite a few years, my friend. But these are just, like, memories and, you know, people that she's bringing up that she sees from the other side and she's with on the other side. Okay, so I think we're just about out of time.
Yeah.
But, okay, we are. Okay. So thank you so much, yes. Kathy. I do appreciate you calling in.
All righty, Kathy.
I appreciate
thanks.
All your help. Thank you.
Hope this helped a tiny
bye-bye.
Bit. All righty.
All right.
So in case you guys tuned into the show a little bit late tonight, our guest medium is Joseph Peretta. And don't forget to check out Joe's website at joeperetta.com. All right, we have time for two more, I think, quick calls we could probably get to. So let me just see who we have holding here. Do we have our next caller? Well, let's see. Maybe we have our next caller. All right, we have Marguerite calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Marguerite?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're fine. Would you like a mini reading with Joe?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Marguerite. You have wonderful energy. I have to tell you, not that everyone
really?
Who called in didn't, but you just immediately I'm picking up like you're like a light, just FYI. So good for you, Marguerite. Okay, so just give me a second because you're looking for a reading, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see. So, all right. Few things. Marguerite, I have a bunch of different energies that I'm just going to try to run through as fast as possible, so please forgive me if it seems like I'm rushing, but I kind of am. So I have a man stepping forward in your generation, so I don't know if that would be like husband or brother, but I do get someone in your generation, and then I also get another female on the other side, a woman on the other side, and she too comes through sort of in your age group or your generation. So do you have like a husband or brother that's passed?
Actually, both.
You have both. Okay, so I will take a moment in a second just to figure out which one I'm connecting with, because I think I only have one. I'm pretty sure it's your husband, to be honest, but we'll get there in a second. And then do you have like a sister or best friends, or I'll take even if it was like a close cousin, but you, around your generation is what she's showing me.
Couple of cousins, but not that very close.
So I just, that's okay. Sometimes you'll get people like your next door neighbor who you didn't even like sometimes could come through, honestly. So, but with your, I think this is connected to your cousin, if that's who it is. She keeps showing me a ribbon, which is always my symbol for when someone had, cancer in the physical world, most likely. But she showed me lower in the body, like either pancreatic cancer or colon cancer. Could be like a cervical, but I usually get that in a different way. Would you know if any of your cousins who passed had like a colon cancer or pancreatic or something like that, even bladder?
Breast cancer.
You know, I don't want to make that fit, but I'm just going to leave that there for the sake of time. But this woman coming through, I'm pretty sure it was like a pancreatic or colon type of situation. Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's your husband coming through. He immediately, when I tuned into him first, I know I didn't say this because I had a little bit of bouncing around to do, but he also brought forward a younger person, like the generation below you. But I kind of feel like they would have passed a long time ago. So do you know if anyone in the family would have lost a baby either through a miscarriage or a termination or possibly even like when the baby was an infant, because I'm getting very, very young.
Actually, I had an uncle who passed when he was 3, and I had also a brother who passed when he was 13.
I think it's your uncle, because I keep, well, I don't want to make it fit, though, because I kind of got generation below, and your uncle would be older than you, so you may have to ask if you can. But I just asked for a little bit more information about how to, you know, help you figure out who this is. Do you know anyone in your family who, like, may have, like, a J name, like James or Janet or Jeanette or something like that, but they might go just by J, or, like, I almost want to just say J, just the letter.
My son-in-law is J.
Do you know if your son-in-law and your daughter would have ever had, like, a miscarriage or termination or anything like that?
No.
Okay, if you can ask, because I asked where it was connected to, and I heard Jay. Just tell her Jay is what your husband said. So it's got to be somewhere connected to him. It could be from a previous situation. I may take that. I don't want to air anybody's, you know, business on the radio if they're not present. But just ask if you can, because it is someone that your a soul that your husband is with on the other side. So, Marguerite, your husband, I keep hearing him say your name, like as if he's calling you or saying like from the other room or from down the hall or outside for you to come to the window. Do you ever think you're hearing him or something, or was he? I'm sure he was saying your name or calling your name if you were married, but this is almost like him trying to get your attention from the other side by actually saying your name. So would you know what that is? Like, do you ever experience that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do? Okay, perfect. Because I'm like, why is he, like, I thought he was yelling at you for a second. I was like, why is that guy yelling our name?
We have about 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay. but please know when you hear that's just his way of getting your attention, of course. He said to me to tell you that, I don't know why he's saying this way. He said, but tell her like she's a good wife. She was always good to me. I don't ever want to make her feel like she was anything but good to me is what he keeps saying. So I don't know if he maybe never expressed it or whatever his reasons are. Please know that's the message he wants to give. And, random thing. Did your husband have he keeps showing me like crackers and like Melba toast and like all these like dry things that you'd like dunk in soup or something. I don't know. Does your husband eat crackers all the time or something? Or did he have like, I don't know, was he a toast guy? Like, I know it kind of sounds funny, but he just keeps showing me like water crackers and Melba toast, like stuff you get at the diner when you order soup. And I have no clue why he's showing this to me.
No, I have no clue either.
Please just keep that there, because if it's not something that has something to do with him, it may be something random that comes up in your life in the next couple of days, because they'll do that. If you have any strange conversation about crackers or whatever it is, just please pay attention, because it's just your husband's way of acknowledging that he's around. Okay, so Doreen, I think we're about out of time for this reading, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We are. Thank you for calling in, though, Marguerite. We appreciate
the
call,
so much.
And hope this helped.
Thank you both. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I think we have time to get to maybe just one more call, Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Is it Terry we have? I didn't quite hear that. Okay, we have a caller coming in from New Jersey. Are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hello, how
hi.
Are you? Hi.
I'm good. You're calling in from New Jersey. What's your first name?
Carrie.
Okay. I just didn't hear it clearly. Welcome to the show.
Right.
Would you like a mini reading with Joe?
A mini reading, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there, you know. I'm just hanging with my friend on the radio.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm just going to take just a few moments, Carrie, to tune in, and then as soon as they start talking to me, I'll start talking to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go step by step here, because sometimes they give me messages and I don't know who I'm talking to. Carrie, would you understand why they're showing me scrubs? Like, I'm supposed to talk about like a nurse or a doctor. Like, I feel like they're putting me in like healthcare for some reason, but not like I'm sick in the hospital, like I work at one, or I'm like an aide. Or would you know who that is? Like, do you do anything like that? Is it someone directly connected to you?
I know, like, sick in the hospital, but I wouldn't know anything else about a nurse.
I'll ask for more, because that's not typically my symbol for, when someone's in the hospital. I have a totally different thing for that. This is, like, they're showing me scrubs. I'll ask for more.
Okay.
Hold on a second. You know, I believe you. I always believe anyone I'm reading. But I have this, hold on a second. So, I have a few people, again, everyone's coming in kind of busy tonight, which is good, energy to work with, in the hospital right now. They keep showing me, like, another maybe 3 or 4 weeks of this illness, whatever's going on, and then I kind of feel like we're not worrying about it anymore. So I think that's a good thing. But I feel like, now, I know this is going to sound strange, but I'm connecting with someone on the other side, but I feel like I have to talk about your mother. So is it mom that's in the hospital?
My dad just got diagnosed with cancer like a month or two ago.
And his dad is in the hospital?
He's not in the hospital, but he's going for, like, radiation treatments.
Oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense than maybe what they showed me. So that's with dad. But I feel like I have to talk about your mom. But I am connecting with a woman on the other side. So is your mom passed? Because if not, then I'll ask for more about who this is.
No, my mom is okay. In the physical.
She's here. Okay. So let me just ask this woman for more validation, because she's kind of coming through a little bit, like, slower, which just doesn't mean that she's not okay. It's just a matter of the connection.
Okay.
Where am I going with this? So she just keeps showing me my grandmother, whose name is Mary. So I don't know. I call her Nanny, though, so I don't know if you had a grandmother you actually called, like, Nanny or Nana or something like that. But do you have, like, a Mary in your family, like, connected to you that would be, like, older? Because that's the only reason I can understand if they'd be showing me my grandmother.
I have two grandmothers that are on the other side. So my mom's mom, we called her Granny.
I don't know if I want to make that fit, because Nanny, Granny, they're not that close. But for the sake of time, I may accept that. But I have to just think about it after the reading if it connects in a different way. I think she wants me to bring up your mother. So I hear you with Dad, but it's almost like your grandmother saying not to, even though you have all this going on with Dad, not to take your attention too much away from Mom, because I feel like she's going to need it as well, is how I'm hearing that. So that's what I think. As much as I know Dad's going through a lot, there may be something that goes on with Mom over the next month. Because remember, she showed me like a 3 or 4 week time span, and then I feel like I'm not worried about it anymore. So I think there may be something coming up very soon with Mom health-wise that your grandmother doesn't want you to miss. Like, you may not, because you're so worried about Dad, you might not notice Mom having, like, a pain, or she's, like, walking funny. You know what I mean? It's something like that where I feel like it's a quick fix. But I am hearing, like, don't, you know, give all the attention to Dad. Like, Mom still needs you to pay attention. So are you at all, like, involved with your parents and making sure that they're okay and, like, taking care of them and stuff?
They live in South Carolina, so I actually was just talking to my mother today. So I just call them, and we FaceTime. And
okay, good. So if there's anyone else, though, the reason why I'm asking is because if there's anyone else that's closer, just make sure to pass this information along that your grandmother's giving. Because if she's saying, like, make sure to pay attention to Mom during all of this, and she's showing me, like, something going on, and it's minor, but it needs attention.
Okay.
You know, if there's anyone else that's physically there, just make sure that they're watching your mom a little bit more closely, too. Because it just sort of feels like to me, like, with everything going on with your dad, it might be easy to, like, miss stuff going on with your mom. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like I'm getting this is probably with your grandmother that you call Granny, I would say, because the way that they're showing me my grandmother, who I call Nanny. So it's similar.
We have about 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay, let me just see if there's anything else your grandmother has to say at all. You know, Carrie, the only other thing that I'm getting, this is kind of a trivial thing to bring up, but it's fun. Your grandmother keeps showing me, did your family make a big deal about, like, St. Paddy's Day or anything like that?
No.
So she keeps showing me a holiday like that, like a Valentine's Day, St. Paddy's Day, like something that's not a religious connection. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the holiday for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I keep seeing you with not like a huge group of people, but having a good time, like either, I don't know, having cake or dinner or something, like right around or for this holiday. And she keeps saying you're going to be able to, like, you'll be able to. So I don't know if you haven't been doing much because of the pandemic and you've just been inside. I know a lot of us have. But she keeps saying you're going to be able to, like, have this small gathering or this event or this dinner, and it'll be, like, an enjoyable thing. But it's got to be, like, Valentine's Day or, like, it's on, it may not even be for St. Patrick's Day, but it may be, like, on the 17th or, you know, like, that kind of thing, because she showed it to me. But just pay attention to that, because it's something your grandmother wanted to acknowledge, okay?
My birthday is on the 17th of June, and then my husband's birthday is January 17th.
Also, it could be.
And our anniversary is August 17th.
Gotcha.
That's why you got St. Patty's. Because St. Patty's is the 17th.
Right, probably why I got that. So I may take that. If you're having some celebration around the 17th, I may accept that. Okay, so I think we're almost out of time, right?
Yeah, we are out of time. Yes, okay. We are. Okay, Carrie, thank you so much for calling in, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a great night.
Sure.
All right, you too. Well, we are just about out of time. This hour always flies by. And I would like to thank our guest, Joseph Peretta, for joining us this evening. And, Joe, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a session with you, the best way is through the website?
Through my website is where I do all my bookings. My email is josephperetta@gmail.com. But I recommend the website because all the information about readings and stuff is on there.
Great.
And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm always posting stuff, you know, on there, too.
Okay. And just one more time, the website is joeperetta.com.
Yes.
And... Mm-hmm. I would also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And be sure to tune in next month as Joe takes over hosting Mediums and Messages. It will be the two Joes because we have Joe Peretta hosting the show. And the guest medium next month is Joseph Scheel. He's fabulous, too, so you're going to have some fun with him.
Great.
And thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and as I sign off tonight for the last time as the host, I just want to let you guys know I will be back as a guest, probably on this show, and probably on some of the other radio shows that we do as well. In the meantime, if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. I wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.